The dark side of Hollywood. The reason why I want to talk about this is because there's some celebrities I'm surprised about their history. They're bad and complicated history. So that's why I am going to do, and probably down the line, I want to talk about your favorite celebrity, and you might be surprised what they did in the past. What they do, what they said in the past. Because Hollywood, it can change people. So, for this week, I am going to talk about Harvey Weinstein. Probably everybody heard about him through the mainstream media. I watched the Hulu documentary, The Untouchable. I recommend y'all to watch it because it's very good, and that's how I started watching documentaries, and you have more insight about him and what he did to his victims. So let's get started, y'all. All right, we're going to talk about the victims, and when I was researching there, he There were like 84 victims that he harassed and like touched and sexual assault, assault, raped. So I'm like, there's so many like, hold on. So I'm currently on a website just telling me different people. Okay, so let's start. Okay. This one is a US Today article page, and this is from 1979. Hope, I don't pronounce her last name, is spelled Exiner, alleged raped. While on a business trip for Harvey Weinstein concert promotion company Harvey and Corky Production, Hope says she wind up sharing room with her boss Weinstein, who professed the hotel made a mistake with the reservation. In the middle of the night, she tells the New York Times Weinstein forcibly perform oral sex and intercourse on her. Wait, let me take. Okay, I like to. I don't know if I. I don't remember if I apologize to y'all. If I. Let me. I have my retainers on, so let's take it off. That's an ASMR for y'all. Oh my god. Okay. That's. Hell no. I said, I'm getting another hotel. Hell no. All right. 1980. Paula. I can't even pronounce her last name either. It spells WACHOWIAK. Tells the Buffalo News that Weinstein exposed himself to her when she was 20 years old, production assistant on his first film, The Burning. Paula says she left the room in tears. Later, she says he asks, "Was seeing me naked the highlight of your internship?" I was like, fuck no. But like, I would understand that like she wouldn't like, qu I don't know if she quit her internship. But she probably didn't because, you know, she want to work in that industry, the film industry. So I don't know if she quit at all. She's okay. And then, like, 1984, they started to do, you know, the videotape of sex and lies and their shit like that. And that's how, like, the corporations start blowing up. In 1984, a college junior asked to strip. 2 years later, after success of Marax, the secret policeman, Other Ball, Tommy Annie Roberts, a 20-year-old college junior, is waiting tables, hoping to start an acting career. She said Weinstein, a customer, sent her sent her scripts and asked her to meet to discuss the film. When she arrives at his place, he is nude in the bathtub. She tells the Times, according to the newspaper account, he suggests she get naked as a part of her audition because the character she might play would be topless scene. Roberts recalled apologizing. Oh. All right, y'all. We're gonna talk about the victims and like the timeline that would head to his case. So, and I remember that I was reading, there was like 84 victims that he raped, sexual assault. Let's just get started, y'all, because this is long as hell. And I also like to apologize. I cannot pronounce last names. Their last names are like kind of. I haven't tried to pronounce it. I'm not gonna try the first time. So let's do this, y'all. 1979, Hope, Exiner, alleged raped. While on a business trip for Harvey Weinstein concert promotion company Harvey and Quirky Production, Hope says she winds up sharing a room with her boss. She professed that the hotel made a mistake with the reservation. In the middle of the night, she tells the New York Times Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex and intercourse on her. That's very disgusting, and I don't know if you have a. I don't know he has a wife at that time. Next, 1980, what seeing me naked the highlight of your internship, Paula, Whowiak, tells the Buffalo News that Weinstein exposed himself to her when she was 24 years old. Production assistant on his first film, yeah, The Burning. Paula says she left the room in tears. Later, she says he asked, "What seeing me naked? I mean, naked, the highlight of your internship?" I was like, "I will say hell to the no." But I bet like she didn't answer, or she probably did. Like, agreed, so like she could have, you know, to work in the film industry. So I don't know if she quit after that or not. 1984, college junior asked to strip. 2 years after success of Mara Max, the secret policeman, Other Ball, Tommy Annie Roberts, a 20-year-old college junior, is waiting tables hoping to start an acting career. She said Weinstein, a customer, sent her scripts and asked her to discuss the film. When she arrives at his place, he is nude in a bathtub. She tells the Times, according to a newspaper account, he suggests she get naked as part of her audition because the character she might play will be topless scene. Roberts apologized and excused herself and left the place. That is okay. If that is his excuse, like to make her naked, to, you know, have sex with her. Do you think like she will like believe that she will do like be naked in front of her boss, her producer? Which she's going to because he's a producer, film producer. But like, she, how to know? '89, a quid pro quo industry. Weinstein alleged exposed himself to Heather Kerr while discussing how he could help her acting career. The next thing I knew, he was unzipping his fly and pulling out his penis. No, penis isn't like a bad word. Well, I said other words as well, so I'm not gonna beat myself. He then grabbed my hand and pulled me towards him and forced my hand onto his penis. He held it there. I was frozen with fear, trying to remain calm, says Heather. Later at the news conference with attorney Gloria Allred, he tells her she has to sleep with him in order Hollywood producer and directors in order to succeed in the industry. That is fucked up. I feel sorry for her that she had to go through that.
I bet he like planned things. That's what I'm thinking about. Like, he probably plans like what to do and what's next and what should I do with this woman. That's messed up.
All right. 1990, employees speak out. In 1990, Weinstein settled with a young assistant from Marek's London office, according to the Times. Then employee Laura Madden tells the paper that Weinstein asked her for a massage at the hotel and in London in 1991, adding he had a way of making anyone who objected feel like an outlier. It was so manipulated, she recalled. Two decades after the original accident, you constantly question yourself, am I the one who is the problem? Doesn't he think, like, these people will speak out? Like, he was not scared. All right. Wait, I'm gonna try and find a good one. All right. Annabella, I don't know, pronounce her last name. S-C-I-O-R. Wait, hold on. Whoa, I went too fast. S-C-I-O-R-R-A. Alleged raped. 1991. Annabella, an actress known for her work in Reversal of Fortune and The Hand in the Rocks the Cradle, alleged that Weinstein violently raped her after she shot The Night We Never Met, then attempted to perform oral sex on her. She tells the New Yorker that he repeatedly sexually harassed her over the next several years. Didn't her co-star or like her other friends that was working on the movie did not see that? Bro harassed her for several years. That is very cruel. And then, like,
then, like, he's winning Oscars and awards and everything, and then the behind the scenes, he's raping these women. 1993, He Chased Me. Weinstein alleged convinced actress Katharina Kendall, she was 23, to stop by his apartment after screening one afternoon, and then he comes out of his bathrobe. Wait, hold on. Then he came out of his bathroom in the robe, asking for a massage. She later tells the Times, "Everybody does it." He tells her, according to a newspaper account, she refused. He leaves the room and returns nude. She says, "He literally chased me," she says in the Times story. "He wouldn't let me pass to get out of the door." She's 23. She is very young. I will feel traumatized about that. What? And he's still winning awards and everything. Okay, I don't want to pronounce her first name. Hold on. W-Y.
Gwyneth Paltrow
incident, 1994. I don't remember if it said the year. Oh my god, hold on. Gwyneth Paltrow. She kind of looks familiar. I don't know what movie she's in, but she's familiar. This happened when she was 22 years old and freshly cast as a lead in Emma. She was summoned to Weinstein's suite at the Peninsula Beverly Hills Hotel for a work meeting, which she ended with Weinstein placing his hands on her, suggesting that head to the bedroom for massage. She tells the Times she refused his advance and later confided in Brad Pitt, her boyfriend at that time. Pitt confronted Weinstein, the account said. Soon after, the producer threatened her not to tell anyone else about his income on. "I thought he was going to fire me," she later recalls. Brad Pitt knew about him? Wait. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt and oh, Brad Pitt threatened to kill Harvey Weinstein when Gwyneth told about the how Harvey Weinstein like wanted to have sex with her. That is Brad Pitt. Ooh, he trying to get that man like that, like Brad Pitt threatening I don't know what I was gonna say. Okay. Next one. 1995, Rosanna. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. ARQUETTE incident. Well, okay. Rosanna tells the New Yorker she buffeted. What? Okay. Anyway, early 1990s, advance from Weinstein saying he asked for a massage while wearing only a bathrobe. She said the producer told her she was making a big mistake by rejecting him. To this day, Rosanna believes she lost her job because of it. The size of her pupil function role in dispute over her share of the hit film profits to his penchant reproduction. He made things very difficult for me for years, she recalls. Oh, then he asking for a massage. What do they respect? Why does he think they will like do a massage? If like my siblings ask like for a massage, like I would think like a massage, you know, massaging their shoulders. I was like, hell no. If a guy asked me like, you should massage my shoulders, I was like, hell no. So anyway, he's still like winning awards while he's doing this behind the scene. 1995 Mara incident. Mara tells the New Yorker that while promoting Mighty Bro, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that word. There's like half of this is me not pronouncing the fucking words.
Aphrodite
at the 1995 Toronto International Film Festival, Weinstein started massaging my shoulders, which made me very uncomfortable. Then he tried to get more physical, sort of chasing me around. She later scared him by saying it was against her religion to date married men and left the room. Years later, she said he invaded her dorm and shoved at the door of her New York apartment. He left and when she told him falsely that her boyfriend was on her way. Bro, just like making up a lie just to get out of the room. And then like he still like wanted to see her. As well dating, he was like married to his wife and he's doing this. While I was like researching, like they're divorced now. And I don't know if it's true or not, the kid doesn't want to do anything about about their dad. In 1996, young French actresses concerned. Judith, I can barely pronounce these American last name. I can pronounce a French last name. I apologize. Godreche, a 20-year-old star in France, is invited to breakfast with Weinstein during Cannes Film Festival. She tells the Times, afterward, the module, which is acquired her film, allegedly lures her to his room, promising to talk about planning an Oscar campaign. Then he asked her to give her a massage. She said no. The next thing I know, he's pressing against me, pulling off my sweater. She recalls she pulls away, leaves the suit. She's fucking traumatized, pressuring, like trying to take off her sweater. Bro, no's a no. Like, don't you see, like, he's getting, like, rejected? Well, as well, he got away. Like, telling these actresses that if you don't, like, give me a massage or, like, have sex with me, you won't get into the industry in Hollywood. So, and I wonder if the other actor in the film are seeing this or just, like, kept quiet. 1997, Ashley Judd incident, Rose McConaughey settlement. Ashley, who was starring in Marva Max, kissed the girls at the time. She tells the time, well, time, okay. Mara kissed the girls, that's the film. At the time, she tells the New York Times that during a 1997 breakfast meeting at the Weinstein Hotel Room in Beverly Hills, the producer positioned her, saying he could give her a massage or she could watch him shower. The same year, he settles with Granada Hills actresses Rose over another episode in the hotel room. Wait, doesn't his... Okay, so no one sees this at all. Like, no one. Like, working with him. I know, like, them would be scared, like, working with him. But still, they could have done something. Positioning her, saying he could give her a massage or could watch him shower. So, okay, that's fucking messed up. 1997, alleged assault and friends. Italian actresses Asia later tells the New Yorker that in 1997, when she was 21 years old, Weinstein asked for a massage and forcibly performed oral sex on her at the hotel in France. Bro. This one, everybody knows her. 1998, Angelina Jolie incident. The actress tells the Times that during the release of Playing by Heart, she rejected advance by Weinstein in the hotel room. She was 21 at the time. I had a bad experience with Harvey Weinstein in my youth. The result, choose never to work with him again and warn others when they did, Jolie explained in a mail to the newspaper. No, this didn't like... When I knew about, like, she was a victim of his, I was surprised. 1998, another company settlement. A 25-year-old assistant based in London confronts Weinstein, according to the Times, and tells his behavior with women in the office needs to stop or she'll go public. A lawyer is dispatched to negotiate a settlement. If I was her, I was like, fuck the money. I'll tell her publicly and like tell other women not to work with him or his like company, anything like that. That's kind of weird. No. All right. 2003, a proposed three-way. Aspiring actress and New York waitress Dawn Dunning is lured by Weinstein to his hotel, where he waited in the bathroom in the front of what he said were contracts for his next three films. Later, she tells the Times, but she could only sign them on a condition. She will have a three-way sex with him. Having a three-way sex with him. Dunning laughed, assumed he was joking. Weinstein grew angry. She recalls, "You will never make it in the business." She said he told, "This is how the business works." And Dunning flees. I'm glad she left. I don't know where she got. I don't know if she made it. I don't know. But with his bathrobe, that's his thing. His damn fucking bathrobe. If I'm with her and like there's like one condition, you have a three-way with me, I would laugh as well. I was like, "Huh, funny. Do I sign it? Can I be in one of your movies?" So fucking messed up. College senior forced into oral sex. Aspiring actresses Lucia Stoller, now Evans, tells the New Yorker about being approached by Weinstein at the New York club, inviting into a meeting. Upon arrival, she escorted to an office where she where he both flatters her, recommends she lose weight to be on his reality show, Project Runway. Oh my god. He did that? Project Runway? I was, you know, I was obsessed with it back then. After that, when he assaulted me, Evan tells the New Yorker, he forced me to perform oral sex on him. I said over and over, I don't want to do this. Stop. Don't. And she said, he's a big guy. He overpowered me, bro. I feel sorry for her. She had to go through that. Shit, bro. I bet she's like, you know, like asking for help, like to stop it. Another dirty bathrobe audition. Oh my god, it was his damn bathrobe. Actresses Ramona Roma. So The Britain, The Guardian, during the audition process for Havana Nights, she was told to arrive at Weinstein's hotel room alone. He answered the door in his bathrobe, and she said, I was only 18. I felt violated by that. She said she got the job, but while filming, the actress said she was put under enormous pressure to lose weight and was constantly told she was fat. A dancer, Ashley, says Weinstein began hitting on her on the Havana Night set. She said she refused his sexual advance, but he pushed her onto the bed and fondled her breasts before stripping her and masturbating on top of her. She tells the time she hired an attorney but took a settlement when Weinstein and his lawyer threatened to drag her through the mud. That is fucking messed up. Honestly, she had to be. How could nobody like help them? I don't think they were scared of him because, you know, he's like the top dog getting these awards and like everybody know him. And the lawyer's messed up, but I know he's just doing his job, but 2007, Rose McGowan alleged raped. She says, Rose tweeted in 2016 that she was raped by a studio head in 2007, but didn't identify him at the time. Why? Because my ex sold our movie to the rapist. She explained in her post. 2007, Weinstein masturbated in front of the reporter. Weinstein cornered Lauren, a New York TV reporter, in the kitchen of the restaurant, which he is an investor. When she avoids his kiss, he repeatedly tells her to stand up and shut up while he masturbates. Oh my god. Did it in nearby potted plant. She was just there and just he was masturbating. He's not doing actresses. He's doing with fucking reporters. Oh my god. Bro, these. Oh my god. 2008, an incident proposed at Sundance. In 2007, press conference, former actress and screenwriter. Bro. GISS. What? No. Hold on, y'all. Give me a sec.
Guys
says, that's her last name. Guys says Weinstein invited her to his room to discuss her script. After about 30 minutes, he asked to excuse himself and go to the bathroom. I basically put in a damn fucking bathrobe. Ooh, sorry. She said he returned nothing but a robe with the front open, his butt naked. Asked her to join her pitch. Weinstein proceeded to get in the bathtub and just kept asking me to watch him masturbate. She said, guest says she moved to, okay, hold on. Guest says she moved to leave his hotel room and Weinstein followed her to the door, promised her to introduce her to his brother, Bob. Greenlight her script, give her a three-picture deal. But she has to watch him masturbate first. Oh my god. We're barely in 2009, y'all. Gross misconduct. Recently, Weinlet told Vanity the fact that these women are starting to speak out about the gross misconduct. One of our most important, well-regarded film producers, incredible brave, have been deeply shocking to hear. Okay, I thought that was. Alleged rape. She said that she alleged that Weinstein raped her twice. After the second encounter, the actress tells the Vanity Fair, he looked at me and said, I'll put you in the play. He left. Never heard of him again. That is messed up. Lupita incident. Weinstein invites Lupita to a movie screening at his home. Harvey led me into his bedroom, announced that he wanted to give me a massage. I thought he was joking at first. He was not. The 34-year-old Academy Award-winning actress writes in a column for the Times. Later at the business dinner, he alleged asked her to go up to his room and tells her she has to be willing to do this sort of thing to be an actress. Mr. Weinstein have a different recollection of the events, but believes Lupita's a brilliant actress and a major force in industry, Weinstein tells in the statement. While meeting with Delevingne to discuss a role in the Tulip Fever, the producer alleged attempts to kiss her in a hotel room. He began to drag about all the actresses he slept with, how he made their careers, and spoke about their inappropriate things of sexual nature. Cara, a 25-year-old, says in the Instagram post statement to a New York magazine and Huffington Post. And that's all the victims. There's probably more haven't spoke out. I believe there's just way more girls and women out there. It's very shocking how he told them that they need to have sex with him so they will have a career. That's messed up. And he doesn't understand what no means. I wonder his wife suspected anything. I guess he's like a very sex driven person. I wonder if he has sex with his wife like mostly every day or something. Like, what if he wanted? He traumatized these girls and like being praised. How come like Brad Pitt didn't speak out? He probably only thought that he, only his girlfriend. Well, he did it Angelina Jolie, so she probably told him about it. So it's fucking messed up. We're going to talk about next thing. We're going to talk about this one proof that we got. She was on the, you know, the victim list. This is a police recording. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. All right. So this is a police recording of Harvey Weinstein harassing a model in New York hotel. In the recording, Weinstein appears to confess to groping model Amber. And this took place in March 27, 2015. So he's been doing that for almost a decade, 1970. And I wish I could play. Maybe I can't find it on YouTube. Because y'all probably like tired of y'all hearing my voice. So I don't want to do like the full transcript. Bro. I hope it's on. Yeah, I can't find it, so I gotta freaking tell y'all. I mean, read it to y'all. So, Weinstein, I'm telling you right now, get in here. Amber, what do we have to do here? Weinstein, nothing. I'm gonna take a shower. You sit there, have a drink. Amber, I don't drink. Weinstein, then have a glass of water. Amber, can I stay on the bar? Weinstein, no. You must come here now. Amber, no. Weinstein, please? Amber, no, I don't want to. Weinstein, I'm not doing anything with you. I promise. Now you're embarrassing me. Amber, I know. I don't want to. I'm sorry. I cannot. Weinstein, no, come in here. Amber, no. Yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. Weinstein, I know. Amber, I need to know a person to be touched. Weinstein, I won't do a thing. Amber, I don't want to be touched. Weinstein, I won't do a thing. Please, I swear, I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time. Sit with me. I promise. Amber, I know, but I don't want to. Weinstein, please sit there. Please. 1 minute, I ask you. Amber, no. I can't. Winston, go to the bathroom. Amber, please. I don't want to do something I don't want to. Winston, go to the bathroom. Hey, come here. Listen to me. Amber, I want to go downstairs. Winston, I won't do anything. You'll never see me again after this, okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in a hotel where I'm staying, Amber, I'm not embarrassing you. Winston, just walk. Amber, it's just that I don't feel comfortable. Winston, honey, don't have a fight with me in the hallway. Amber, it's not nothing. It's, please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear on my kids. Please come in. Come in. On everything, I'm a famous guy. Amber, I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. Winston, please come in. 1 minute. If you want to leave when the guy comes with my jacket, you can go. Amber, why yesterday you touched my breast? Winston, oh please, I'm sorry. Just come on, I'm used to that. Amber, you're used to that? Winston, yes. Come in. Amber, no, but I'm not used to that. Winston, I won't do it again. Come on, sit here. Sit here for a minute, please. Amber, I don't want to. Winston, if you do this now, you'll now go. Bye. Never call me again, okay? I'm sorry. Nice to have. I promise you, I won't do anything. Amber, I know, but yesterday was too much for me. Winston, that guy is coming. I never do anything to you. 5 minutes, don't ruin our friendship with me for 5 minutes. Amber, I know, but it's kind of late. It's too much for me. I can't. Winston, please, you're making a big scene here, please. Amber, no, but I want to leave. Winston, okay, bye, thank you. Bro. He's used to that. That's what he said. He swear on his kids and he still proceeds to do it. And bro, get out of here. For 5 minutes, what are you gonna do for 5 minutes trying to touch her? That's what you're trying to do. That's messed up. I couldn't find the video on YouTube. I thought it would show up. In audition tapes from New York Times Police Department, stink, Weinstein can be heard pursuing a model, Amber, to come to his bedroom, seemingly admits to groping her on the previous day. If we could have pursued Harvey Weinstein for this conduct that occurred in 2015, we would have. On October 5th, the Times published a blistering report detailing nearly 30 years of reports by women accusing the Oscar-winning movie producer of sexual harassment. They revealed he paid out at least 8 settlements. 3 days later, he is fired from the Weinstein Company and turns to sue the Times. The floodgates open. More victims come forward. The New York Press have followed the alleged 13 more incidents, including 3 accusations of rape. The Weinstein brought up director claims in the memo they have knew nothing of his behavior. I feel like they would like suspect something. But 2008, Weinstein surrenders to police. He raged in court on the charge of rape, criminal sex act, sex abuse, and sexual misconduct. He does not enter a plea, but posts a million dollar bail. Gives us his passport, agrees to wear an electronic monitoring device. He's child restricted to New York State and Connecticut. He's hearing for a schedule for July 30th, 2018. That's like a few years ago. It was not even like he'd been doing this in 1970. And then the police arrest him in 2008. That's unbelievable. How he'd been doing that for fucking a decade. He'd been doing that for a fucking decade and nobody knew, nobody suspected him. Well, his brother suspected him as well as with witnesses. Okay. So Weinstein had been held in Weddell Correction Facility near Buffalo since last spring after being convicted in New York City of criminal sex act and third degree rape. He's 69. The brother, name is Bob, of a disgrace. What he said about everything, he's a walking a waking nightmare. I have no idea the type of predator his brother accused of being. I want him to get the justice he deserves. Bob's up. Wait, did I already say that? Well, anyway, on October 2017, Chapman announced she was divorcing Weinstein after more than 90 women made accusation of rape, assault, or sexual harassment against him. Their divorce was finalized the following year, so 2008. So, good for her. As well, I think I said it earlier that the kid does not want anything to do with him at all. So I'm glad that she's not like with him at all.